Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. So glad you're with us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about September. You know what September is? It's Menopause Awareness Month. So we're going to talk about that. Yes, and September is for females. And the bottom part of the show, through the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly. She's going to be with us. So Dr. Carly will be with us, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, the big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our men and women in uniform, and of course, we're praying for all of America. Righteous leadership is what we're praying for. Got to hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, because if we repent and we seek him and ask for his help, he'll heal the land, but we got to do that. So mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we have here in the Quacker? Hey, you ever wonder where the fluoride comes from that they, you know, kind of treat the drinking water with? Well, according to naturalnews.com, they have this video, sodium fluoride exposed. You can click on that on their website. They said the fluoride is sold as a chemical pesticide with strong warnings and hazards to human health. And it also lowers IQ. And it also does some really nasty things to us neurologically. So the video, pretty shocking, photos of sodium fluoride leaving China, the Chinese chemical factories, headed for the United States where they dump it into our water. Of course, not all sodium fluoride comes from China, but a lot of it does because it's cheaper for the large cities to fluoridate with. Well, what's up next in the Quacker? Let's see. Latest research shows vaccinated children more chronically ill than non-vaccinated. Oh, do tell. Yeah, the CDC, according to them, the number of vaccines given to children has increased from increased more than three times in the last 29 years. So in 1983, kids were given 10 shots from birth to 6 years, compared to about 38 now. My goodness. According to a survey on vaccine injury info, vaccinated children have a much higher rate of autism, ear infections, ADHD, asthma, and allergies, like 30% higher than non-vaccinated kids. So the unvaccinated kids less likely to have hyperactivity, skin disorders, autoimmune disorders, depression, anxiety, and other diseases. So the vaccines that are being given today don't have any long-term safety testing. Most of the studies are only going to evaluate side effects within a 48 to 72-hour period, when we know many more serious side effects take much longer to materialize. All right, what's up next in the Quack Report? Your meat that you eat may be held together with what is called meat glue. If you've ordered filet mignon, New York strip, or top sirloin, or prime rib, that cut of steak may, from your local steakhouse, well, it may be inferior grade meat, smaller cuts, glued together with what they use as a powdered enzyme called transglutathione. Chefs use it. They bond the meat scraps together. It cut costs, boosts profits. ABC Channel 7 News in Los Angeles did a story investigation on the meat gluing phenomenon, and found that many restaurants and food services provide routinely glued meat together, although the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says that if you're going to use transglutathione, you have to disclose that. Well, that's not being disclosed. It is derived from animal blood, and it's typically produced by fermenting the bacteria, creating this bonding agent of proteins. They rub it on the meat, creates a strong bond, holds the meat together. Yep. My goodness. Let's see, what else? Omega-3 fats may lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Yes, yeah, so omega-3 fats you find in fish, chicken, nuts, seeds, used for the brain to use as critical functions to maintain optimal metabolism and brain function. So long-chain fats such as these, highly permeable for the cell wall membranes of nerve cells, electrical and chemical transmissions in the brain, so it's necessary. Researchers from the Columbia University Medical Center in New York have demonstrated that there's a close relationship between omega-3 fats and your blood saturation levels for these proteins. So the study suggests omega-3 fats on your dietary sources can aid in this process of protecting you from Alzheimer's. And last but not least in the Quack Report, some of the top places where germs will lurk, you know, bacteria, viruses, microorganisms, well, they're pretty much everywhere. They're at your home, your office, door handles, the gas pump, or at the gas station. But about 99% of them are harmless, but 1% of these germs can be potentially life-threatening with an infection or give you an annoying cold at best. All right, so the most recent study undertaken by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine showed that guess where the bacteria is? On your mobile phones. Yep. Can't live without that mobile phone. But it is the most highly transferable object contaminated with bacteria, including E. coli and MRSA and noroviruses, which give you vomiting, diarrhea, and cramping. If you're traveling, British Airways planes have been grounded recently due to bed bug infestations in their blankets and pillows. Nice. In-flight meals offer their own risk because you don't know who handled that food. Tray tables have been a host for superbug staph infections. Airplane toilet seats, sinks, and flush handles and faucets also have E. coli and salmonella. Your ATM credit card and debit machines at checkouts also covered with germs. So, you know, pony up and power up that immune system. It's, you know, fall will be here at the end of the week. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about September is for females because someone with links to the pharmaceutical cartel has had to have a hand in making September Menopause Awareness Month. What do you think? Well, in the last decade, more women have, you know, kind of shied away from the prescription drugs like Premarin for menopausal symptoms because of the cancer side effect. Folks pretty much are waking up that the drug that, you know, trades the temporary relief for vaginal dryness and hot flashes for uterine and breast cancer just isn't worth it. So what causes menopause? Well, it is caused by changes in ovary production of estrogen and progesterone. And when ovaries become decommissioned by the body, they produce less of these hormones, and the body has to adjust. So let's see how we can make this transition smoother, as smooth as possible, kind of sidestep the sleepless nights, irritability, and even the need for prescription drugs. Well, let's talk about the menopause beast, because menopause is a natural event, which tends to occur when a woman is between 45 and 55. Now, once a woman completes the menopause cycle, one full year without a menstrual bleeding, she is considered postmenopausal. Now, some women don't have severe menopausal symptoms while others do. So it's estimated that about 30% of women will have no or few menopause symptoms, leaving 70% of us women with moderate to severe menopausal symptoms. So some women can experience mild to moderate hot flashes, night sweats, and some vaginal dryness, and these symptoms are manageable. While some women have difficulty with these symptoms in greater severity, including weight gain and insomnia. So here's a list of some of the menopausal symptoms which can manifest in different degrees of severity. Okay, there's the hot flashes and some skin flushing. Night sweats, insomnia, fatigue, brain fogginess and concentration issues, mood swings, irritability and depression and anxiety, irregular periods, spotting in between periods, decreased sex drive, painful intercourse, vaginal infections, urinary tract infections, bone loss or osteoporosis, cholesterol level changes, and weight gain. Now, in your younger women, some menopause symptoms can actually be the result of a malfunctioning thyroid. So your medical physician actually can confirm that cause with a blood test. All right, let's look at the new generation of hormone drugs. In 2004, the FDA approved Enjuvia, which is a drug for moderate to severe menopause symptoms. And here's some of the side effects that they list on this drug: bloating, diarrhea, dizziness, gas, headache, sexual malfunction, nausea, stomach pain, weight changes, rash, hives, itching, breathing problems, swelling of the mouth, face, lips, and tongue, vaginal bleeding, breast lumps, breast-chest pain, vision problems, speech problems, fainting, depression, mood changes, shortness of breath, swelling of the hands and feet, vaginal infections, vomiting, weakness and numbness of extremities, and yellowing of the skin and eyes. My goodness, I think I'd rather have the menopause symptoms than that. Because it sounds very toxic to me to take that prescription drug. Now, to reassure female patients, though, the drug company and the physicians are tending to promote this as a plant-derived estrogen product. So it kind of, you know, they allude to it as a natural supplement almost. But is it any safer? No, because the drug companies have really not changed the way they formulate their drugs. They isolate the plant chemicals that they want, which is what they do, and then they make a synthetic version of it. They add some fillers, and voila, they have a new patented drug. Now, the problem with that process is that they isolate plant chemicals, which are designed to go together with their assigned uptake chemicals, in order for your body to use them correctly. So without those partner chemicals, there's going to be side effects. So any way you slice and dice it, you are using hormone replacement instead of nutrition for your body to manufacture its own hormones. So this is estrogen therapy, and it still presents the risk of endometrial cancer. So if you elect to use these kinds of drugs, doctors will try to calm patient fears by prescribing them in lower doses combined with progestin hormones. Now, the physician's desk reference still cautions doctors to use, when they're using artificial hormone therapies, to use them short-term, which means the patient should not be on these drugs for more than 1 year. Now, there are over 50 replacement hormone therapy drugs on the market, and many of them are combined with antidepressants like Paxil, Evexor, Wellbutrin, and Prozac. And some will be combined with high blood pressure drugs as well. So do your homework on any of the drugs that your doctor is going to recommend. And, you know, do you remember in the old days the doctor used to carry a little black bag and go from house to house? Well, the doctor's black bag used to be an icon of the medical profession. And Stephen Morris of Nottingham, he wrote a piece titled The Story of the Little Black Bag. And it's interesting. You can find it on a website of the Journal of the Royal College of General Practitioners. But anyway, the author Morris states that the medical practitioners in the 1890s would carry their little gear in varied containers. Some used hat boxes, some used music cases, some used fine carrier bags, and of course then there was a little black bag. So folks were fascinated with that little black bag as if it belonged to Mary Poppins. So back in the old days, back then, the young and old were treated out of that little black bag, and the little black bag had intrigue. Midwives also carried those black bags, and they came in all shapes and sizes. Now, depending on the doctor's specialty, a careful look through the 1885 catalog produced by Merce Down Brothers or Meyer and Phelps Limited of London, the doctor could, you know, select the bag with the instruments that he needed. The country doctors typically carried much larger bags than the city doctors, and in some cases, the country doctors needed a medium-sized suitcase, which they tend to purchase at the local Woolworth. So the little black bag is a symbol of family medicine and was regularly used into the 1950s. But today, physician bags have changed and may include a few drugs, some syringes, and rubber gloves. And Ben Franklin says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so I say, forget the little black bag. Let's talk about this prevention. Women who smoke are going to be at a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, and when combined with prescription drugs, can be at greater risks of stroke. So, also, smoking can produce an early onset of menopause. So, regular exercise is going to go a long way in helping the body adjust to hormone changes and also help keep the bones nice and strong. A healthy diet, moderate alcohol consumption, and vitamin supplements will also make menopause a very smooth transition. If you drink too much alcohol, it disrupts the hormones in the body, magnifying the symptoms of menopause. So be real conservative on that. So let's talk about some real medicine the pharmaceutical companies are promoting their menopause drugs like a supplement from a natural plant angle. But when you look into their manufacturing process, you're going to find that they are not producing a natural product. Producing a natural product takes time and careful attention to not take away from what the plant contains. So if you want natural medicine with over 60 years of testing, then you want to look at companies that manufacture what Dr. John Christopher formulated. He had a clinic for 60 years, so his formulas have a lot of testing. Now, Apothecary Herbs is a company that makes formulas, Dr. Christopher's formulas. So here is a recommended list of some of the products that they make from Dr. Christopher's formulation to help women with a smooth transition through menopause. You want to look for, on their website, the Female Maturity Formula. It's a liquid tincture, and it contains the 6 female herbs to get the job done, because if you want to feed the body plant nutrition for the endocrine system to adjust and make the right amount of hormones, you got to use all 6 female herbs, okay? So I've heard it over and over again where women have used maybe a little cohosh or wild yam and they didn't get any results. That's because they didn't use those 2 herbs together along with Damania leaf, hops, and licorice and so forth. Now, also on the website, look at the calcium formula. It's a plant-based calcium liquid tincture for strong bones, for menopausal women needing strong bones. And your body's kind of picky on how it gets its calcium. It likes 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium, and your plants and your fruits and vegetables and specific herbs will have that ratio. It won't be found in dairy products. So this is why everybody's walking around with a milk mustache and they still have bone problems. Anyway, so you can try the calcium formula. It's all plant-based. Also, they have the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, again, a liquid tincture to help strengthen the cardiovascular area. And now for those pesky infections, the kidney bladder cleanse kit is excellent. And if you want to stop smoking, you want to use something natural, try the Smoker's Helper. Again, it's a liquid made with lobelia. Lobelia has an alkaloid called lobeline, which tends to fool the body into thinking you had some nicotine when you didn't. And so your cravings get fewer and fewer, and then you're just not smoking. The black walnut's great for, helping the thyroid if you think your hormone issue is more thyroid-related. Also, the Body Foundation food mix has those minerals and vitamins you may be missing. And valerian root for anxiety and a little bit of depression. And, of course, relaxation formula for getting a better night's sleep. So you can check all those out at thepowerherbs.com. And if you're visiting there on the homepage right now, you'll see at the top right section, we're having some technical problems with our toll-free number. They are working to restore that phone service, and we apologize for the inconvenience. So you are directed to use the local number if you want to call to place an order, and that local number is 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277, and we hope to have that toll-free service back up in a day or so. So if you're going to be aware of menopause, you also want to be aware of what plant nutrition is going to help feed your body to help the body manufacture the right amount of hormones for you. Your metabolism is unique. So you want to feed the endocrine system, and there's certain plants that do that. The female herb plants do that. So hormone replacement is not really the key to reversing menopause symptoms. Nutrition is. So if you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you can give them a call on their local and international number at 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277, or visit their website online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And while you're there, hey, check out their special sale BOGO section, and you'll save 35% on the second bottle. So if you're buying one bottle and you want to share a bottle, you'll get 35% off the second one, which is kind of a neat BOGO sale. And also, there's a brand new section as well on the website, and it is called the cold and flu section, because a lot of people just don't know what products they would like to utilize to help them through the cold and flu season. So we've made a special section on the website labeled Cold and Flu, and you simply click on there. And there's going to be several products in there. You can buy them separately, but there's also the very first product you'll notice is the Cold and Flu Package. Okay, there's a standard and a deluxe version on that package, so you can click on that, and you'll see the list of the products in there and what they do and what and how they'll serve you through the cold and flu season. And the standard size is the small bottle, and the deluxe is the larger one. In the larger package, you'll get 20% off. So you have your choices there. The standard package is enough for one person. Of course, if you want to get the deluxe package, it's enough for two people. Get you through about a week's worth of the flu. You know, if you get the flu, hopefully you won't. Use the products in that package, and you'll have higher resistance to viruses and flu bugs. So definitely take advantage of what God gave you here. Herbs are here for the service of man. I believe him. That's what he said in Psalms 104. So do take advantage of that. Also, you'll also notice under the kits area is a pandemic kit. So if you're worried about those types of threats, we've got lots of plagues, and we talked about that recently. You'll definitely want to tap into having a pandemic kit on hand. Now, all the formulas have a long shelf life, so you 10, 15 years, so they'll be there when you need them. And for more information, it's always good to educate yourself on how you can, you know, power up your immune system and stay healthier. We do have a few free online newsletters that you can sign up for on the powerherbs.com website. You can go to the newsletter and books area, and the HealthQuest newsletter goes out once a week. And that has a lot of herb secrets and tips in there, and also discount coupons for the products at Apothecary Herbs on their website. And then the American Survival newsletter has several authors writing for it. You'll have financial news. You'll have gardening, organic gardening news. You'll have lots of health news. Dr. Rebecca Carley actually writes for that as well, and she's going to be joining with us in just a few minutes. So do sign up for the American Survival newsletter. You can just click the link and put it in your shopping cart. It's zero transaction, is no money. So it's a free online newsletter, and that goes out once a week as well. So free information to empower you, to empower your family and your friends. So do share that information if you want to. And it's all for the better good. Everybody be healthier and live life with more vitality. That's what it's all about. So thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and don't forget our toll-free is temporarily down, and I do apologize for that. And you need to call the local number if you want to place an order by phone, 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. We are hoping to restore that toll-free service in a day or so. I just love technology, don't you? It just goes poof. And nobody knows how it happened, and nobody's taking responsibility, and all of a sudden you don't have a phone, you know. Ask me anything about herbs. When it comes to technology stuff, I glaze over. I just glaze over. So we'll try to get that toll-free number up and back in service this week. We got to take a break, and we're going to talk with Dr. Carley on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it is the third Tuesday of the month, so you know what that means. We have our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, joining us again. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley. How are you doing this rainy evening? Are you getting a lot of rain? I'm getting slammed here with rain.
Yeah, we're getting soaked, no question, yep.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting the rain here in the Carolinas. I guess we need it. You know, the trees, the shrubs need it. Get through the winter. Well, you usually have something really interesting to share, and sometimes it's right on the border of vaccine health. What do you have this evening?
Well, I'm going to let you point me in the direction you want to go. There's so much, I don't even know where to go. I did our newsletter today. My article is about how tattoo inks are toxic poisons, basically vaccines that give you a mark of the beast. And now the FDA is going to start looking into them after it was revealed. I mean, they got so many of the same chemicals as vaccines. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, I was looking at what the latest CDC numbers were on vaccines, you know, because in the last 30 years or so, they've kind of, you know, increased the number of vaccines that are required, especially for children before the age of six. Back in 1983, when my kids were little, it was like 10 shots. They wanted the kids to have 10 shots. That included their boosters before they went to kindergarten. And now it's, what, 38, I think?
No, 65.
It's how many?
65, if you include the flu vaccines and all the rest of it.
Well,
and they're making up new ones every day.
Yeah, but...
And in fact, according to the CDC, they have 168 vaccines that they've created. And they're still working on more.
Okay, well, I was just going by the childhood mandated ones in order to get into public school.
Well, as I said, if you do everything they suggest, it's last I checked, 65.
Holy mackerel! well, according to Vaccine Injury Info, they said that they have some new studies on the comparison between the vaccinated kids and those that aren't vaccinated, and they found that the children that do get vaccinated have a higher rate of autism, ear infections, ADHD, asthma, and allergies compared to the non-vaccinated. And they said that the degree is as much as 30% increased risk. So hyperactivity's in there, skin disorders, autoimmune disorders, which you've talked about before. More depression, anxiety, and other diseases among the vaccinated kids. I guess you tend to agree with all that.
Well, I think that number is extremely low, and it's all of internal medicine, Even now they're chomping at the bit, telling us, oh, we're going to have all these huge numbers of obese people in this country. How do they know? Because they figured out a way to cause it. Using vaccines, MSG, and other things.
Exactly. Well, I mean, if you look at all the chemical bombardments we're getting, the fluoride in the water, we're getting the vaccines, and I know you've talked about chemtrails before. And
yes.
I came across a very interesting person who I hope to have on as a guest, and you may also,
yes.
Who has some information, some scientific information on what the chemtrails are made up of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this person, I know you talked to this person, but I don't know if they went as far as to say something very important. You know how people are kind of stocking up on heirloom seeds and organic seeds to grow their own food when the world just goes, you know, to hell in a handbasket?
Yeah.
Well, this person says the chemtrails are designed to affect the organic produce, but not the genetically modified. So it will kill, apparently, if I got my facts right, we're going to find out soon. If I understood them correctly, it'll make sure that the crops that are, you know, heirloom seeds and organic aren't going to produce, and the ones that are genetically modified, the chemtrails will leave them alone.
Well, I've already experienced that. I have probably 25 container gardens, and this year
uh-huh.
I got tomatoes, one squash, a handful of strawberries, one fig, one lemon. That's what I got. Russia. And it's obvious to me one of the main problems is they're spraying us with mold. Just even walking outside my door, because I'm very sensitive, I can smell the mold. It can, like, you know, just knock you over. So there's many aspects to it. But when I spoke to him today, you know, I was talking to him about us being sprayed with organisms as well, and he agreed with that. So, yeah, I was glad that you hooked me up with him, and we'll both have him on our show. And
yep.
He's got, like, 35 years experience, and, you know, he's another one that's stepping into the gap and saying, hello, people, this is what's going on. Because what are we going to do about it? We're going to stand by and be, you know, murdered by these psychopaths? I don't think so.
Well, I know that you have protocols, and, of course, you know, folks have been listening to me for years about the natural foods and herbs that help, you know, build up the system, make you stronger. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, because, you know, I do believe our Creator put into our hands some tools to fight back with. So we're going to do our best to do that. So,
Hold on, because, see, that's not enough in my opinion. Yes, there are things that we can do, but if you know you're being murdered by your own government and you're paying for it, are you just supposed to pray, oh, God, please help us? He's not doing much so far. I mean, basically, it's getting worse every day, and I've got a big problem with people doing nothing.
Well, yeah, we've got to be proactive, and we're going to do what we can. But we're coming into fall real quickly, and, you know, then you're going to have more mold because the leaves are going to be falling down on the ground and stuff, so people are going to be coming down with lots of colds and flus. So let's say, do you have anything that you typically have used with great success to help boost immune system to kind of keep those super bugs at bay?
Well, mold isn't a super bug. Mold is a toxin. And, you know, I teach people about detoxing toxins with homeopathic remedies. But, you know, very important to just do all that you can to keep your property free of mold. Like, I go out every day and clean up the leaves that have fallen into my container gardens because, you know, they're just, like, laden with mold and you can see it. So I get rid of that to the best that I can, and, you know, detoxing. But, you know, mold is a tough one. If you have any leaks in your house and the mold gets in, especially this black mold, which they created in a biowarfare laboratory, that's a killer mold. And in fact,
okay, wait a minute. Back up. They created a killer mold in the laboratory? It's the first I've heard about this one.
Oh, they're creating everything in laboratories, yes. Yes. In New York City, they had a big problem 5 or 7 years ago, something like that. This mold was everywhere. Not only did they have to move out, but the buildings had to actually be torn down because this mold is such a killer mold. Staphylococcus is called.
Well,
yeah,
I know.
I mean, they tweak the mold, they tweak the viruses, they tweak the bacteria, everything, yes.
Okay, so the chemtrails, if they're contained with mold, people are going to breathe this stuff in, and they're going to have we're going to have a lot of respiratory illnesses then.
Well, it's not just mold. It's barium, strontium, all kinds of different heavy metals, mycoplasma, Morgellons. It's all of these things, yes.
Now, have you had anybody, have you ever detoxed anybody with the Morgellons issue?
Yes.
And how are they doing?
Well, there's homeopathics to detox Morgellons. And just like with everything else, it depends on if the person is willing to do what they have to do, because one thing about detoxing is that the body has to push the thing out. And
right.
So you get detox symptoms, and some people, they don't want to deal with that. They just want to, you know, cover it up and just forget it ever happened. But if they're willing to do what they have to do, they'll have very good results. But obviously, Morgellons is a more difficult situation, because now we're talking about a synthetic slash you know, not natural. What am I? It's like a hybrid. It's a chimera between synthetic and organic.
So it takes
a self-replicating synthetic chimera.
Okay, so if somebody really wants to tackle that beast and get rid of it, detox, on average, how long would it take them to work hard at that?
Well, that's a tough one, because the problem with Morgellons is that the particles, as the government-made organism replicates itself, it goes all over your house. It's all over the floor, it's all over your clothing, it's all over the bedding. As a matter of fact, what I tell people to do is get a black light from Walmart, turn off all your lights, turn it on, and it's like a horror movie. It's everywhere. So that's the tough part, because you will just be reinfected. You have to get it out of there. And I even have had clients where their pets have gotten it as well.
Well, I haven't heard of pets getting Morgellons. That's a new one.
Well, now you've heard of it.
Okay. So if it's all over the house and stuff, how do they clean the house? How do they detox the house?
That's the hard part. That's the hard part. I mean, it's not like there's, like, a product you can buy to clean up Morgellons. I mean, I suggest people use colloidal silver, but the main thing is you have to... You know, check it, like I said, with a black light. If you can get one of these vacuums that actually has a filter in it, you know, that's supposed to not let stuff escape from it, you know, that's very helpful. But it's a constant job. While you're detoxing, you have to get it out of your house.
And your car, I would think.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, this is such a monstrosity. The evil involved in creating this, I mean, there are no words, really.
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of people in England with it. What country has the most cases in Morgellons? Do you know, Dr. Carly?
No.
Okay.
I mean, the CDC calls it a mental illness for anyone that says they have Morgellons. The problem is, and I was talking to... the individual that you connected me with today about the chemtrails. The problem is, who's going to evaluate the evidence? And that's what I asked him. How do you find a lab that you can trust to evaluate the specimen? Because the labs are all licensed by the government. And he'll answer that question when we have him on the show. I mean, he found a way to figure that out. Okay, so I'll just say it for now. But
yeah.
That's one of the problems. The same people that are creating these bioweapons are the ones that are deeming people mentally ill for, you know, coming up and saying they have a problem. And this is how it works, you know.
Yeah, I've learned
that in my experience. You know, myself as a doctor, I was deemed to have a delusion of conspiracy because I did a public access TV show talking about various issues. You're not allowed to tell the truth, and that's what people have to realize. I don't know if as an herbalist you are licensed. If you're not, you're very lucky, because as a general rule, that's how they control everybody. You know, social workers, doctors, nurses, attorneys with a bar license. Anybody that's licensed, they can make you into a puppet. And if you don't do what they tell you to do, then they're going to take away that license, believing that that's going to shut you up.
Well, the legal definition of a license is to do what is considered illegal. So, in other words, you know, whoever thought of having to have a marriage license? You know, God gave the marriage to the church. And, you know, now you got to go out and get a license. Then you got to have a license to, you know, provide food on the table, like hunting and fishing. Right, you have to have a permit, a license to have a weapon to go do that. You have to have a license to travel, to move about. I mean, so they've made everything that is freely given to each and every one of us illegal, and then they want to issue you a license, permission to do that.
Well, the answer to who did it is the psychopaths that control the world. And see, the problem is that the people And I do forgive them because they've been fluoridated, vaccinated, aspartamed, you know, psychiatrically drugged, you name it. Mm-hmm. But the people, as a general rule, have done nothing. And even now, you know, they're afraid. They're cowering under their bed. They're waiting for Jesus to save them. You know, they're just afraid to even speak up and say no. And that's the reason that the psychopaths have been allowed to continue with their agenda.
Well, they have been, you know, in the school system, colleges, you know, you're conditioned. Basically, you know, you're conditioned not to question. Your questions have to run this fine line, and they're just, you know, it's the culture of, you know, conglomerates, you know, that you have to like pull together. There's, you know, they've done a good job of getting rid of individualism, individual thought. And so now it's a conglomerate. You have to come together as teams to solve anything. I was talking to a person recently who has a child in elementary school who, for some reason, the teachers have singled out this little girl because she's smart. She uses, you know, vocabulary which are beyond her classmates, and of course that's not allowed. They want her on a medication. And of course, anybody that knows anything about the school systems is they get more funding on the kids that are drugged. So that's why they're going to do that. So if any of our listeners out there are in that scenario, take your child and take them to a trained psychologist or psychiatrist, because if your school has said, you know, your child's got ADD or has got this problem or that problem, they need to be on Ritalin or Prozac or whatever, you know, you can get that ruled out by a medical doctor, and a medical doctor trumps everything. And just be careful who you go to, because there are
some... Okay, I totally disagree. Get your child out of school. Homeschool them. You can't trust the white coats, okay? How are you going to figure out who you can trust with a white coat? You take the child to them, and if they're working for the government, which all white coats are, they're going to deem your child as needing whatever, special ed, drugs, whatever, because that's how the schools get more money. And once they've done that, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's just that some people they can't do homeschooling, or they have to be court ordered and they have to have their kid there. So in situations like that, you can find a doctor that's going to be truthful with you, and then you can take that report back to the school. And then you have something. So actually, that actually happened to me, Dr. Carley. So I was court ordered to have my kids in public school. And they wanted to put my children on drugs. And of course, I did my homework and I researched a good psychiatrist and said, no, your child's not ADD. And took the report back and they left us alone. So,
well, you were lucky, and I would tell you that the likelihood of that occurring at this point is much, much lower. But, you know, everybody has to follow their intuition, their innate intelligence, whatever. You know, basically, when you're dancing with the devil in every area of your life, all you can do is the best you can do in order to survive. But you have to face the fact that that's what you're doing. Because the schools have no interest in educating your child. They want somebody to sit there, shut up, not make a problem, especially not show how smart they are, because then they're going to make the other children look bad. And as many as they can brain damage with vaccines and psychiatric drugs, they get more money. So that's the rationale of these people.
Yeah, and they've got that problem in Chicago, and I think one of the major media news outlets was kind of bombarding Chicago, saying, well, these teachers aren't about teaching anyway, you know. So a lot of parents are taking their kids out of the public schools there and putting them in, you know, private schools or just homeschooling them. And so Chicago is going to take a hit, I think.
Well, that's what I would encourage people to do. If you love your child, you were in a special situation, this court-ordered crap, because, of course, the courts are totally corrupt and we have to deal with these issues.
Right.
But if there's a way you can homeschool your child, take your child out of school. it's not just a matter of the vaccines they hold over your heads and the CPS threats if you don't vaccinate. I just got a call from a man today, the father of a four-year-old autistic child. And, you know, he's going to start his child on my protocol to reverse the child's autism. But one of the things that really blew my mind, his child, although four, is already in like a pre-kindergarten type thing to socialize the child, special ed. And he's telling me how the parents were instructed to bring in a mat for the children, you know, so they can do their little nappy time thing.
Yeah.
Along with a can of Lysol so that the school teacher can spray each one of the kids' mat with Lysol, which is a pesticide, so that these children can lay down, stick their faces in Lysol, and take a nap.
Yeah, and if your kid doesn't take a nap, then, of course, there's something wrong with your kid, and you have to put them on drugs. Did you know that?
Yeah, but I'm making a point about the Lysol.
I know.
Okay.
I know, but
they're exposed to all these toxins at the school. They spray pesticides in the school. They use toxic chemicals to clean the school if they clean the school. So these children are swimming in a cesspool of toxins.
Right. Yeah, I think I remember a report that made it to the mainstream a few years ago. A girl in a middle school science project, she wanted to check the cleanliness of the water at the schools, and she, you know, checked the water fountain, she checked the bathroom, she checked the cafeteria, and then she checked the toilets.
They're all the same.
No, the water.
The toilets were cleaner.
The water in the toilets was cleaner than all the other water sources.
Okay. All right. And I bet you she was put on medication, diagnosed with ADD or something.
Well, the school was upset about that report, and that's why it went mainstream, because they expelled her and this and that and whatever. And so, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, there was also a similar report recently. A young girl for a science project, she used microwaved water to grow some plants, and then her control was, you know, regular water in the other plants. And, of course, the plant that was given microwave water just wilted, you know, died. And this went pretty much viral on the Internet as well. I don't know what happened to that girl. She was probably thrown out as well. I recently heard a young guy, you know, one of these CNN hero things, it always cracks me up, totally controlled. But this young kid, he was like in eighth grade, and he got on there and said his dream was to cure cancer. And I just started laughing out loud. I'm like, well, there's already many cures for cancer, but if you do that, you'll end up dead.
Well, you'll end up in jail, too.
Yeah.
You know, if not dead, I mean, you know. But we're almost out of time, Dr. Carly. Tell the folks about your radio show and what's coming up.
Okay, well, I have three shows, What's Ailing America, Saturdays 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, RyanTalkRadio.com. This Saturday I'm going to talk about this PSYOPS Greater Good vaccine documentary that's out. Sunday I have a show on RBN.org, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and on my show this Sunday I'm going to talk about the whole tattoo and body piercing thing, which is another thing that's hurting us and our children and we don't know about. So, I keep busy.
Of course, if you'd like to click on Dr. Carly's link under our links area, the banner for Dr. Carly, you'll get right on over to her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, right?
Yep.
Yep, and of course, Dr. Carly, you're writing for the American Survival Newsletter. Of course, getting lots of great feedback on that, and the folks
can. Yes, and there's a link to that on my link section on the website you just mentioned. And I encourage everybody to sign up because these newsletters are really becoming something, if I may say so myself.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Carly. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
You too. Bye bye. Don't forget to visit Dr. Carly's website. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.